Why do our lives feel harder than we believe they're supposed to feel? Why do we have these deep callings towards something beautiful, magical, and meaningful in our lives, and then why does it seem so hard to reach? Why does it seem like it never comes to us, even when we know somewhere deep inside it's what we're meant for? It's what we're built for. It's what we came here for. If it's our sole purpose, if it's what we're meant for, then shouldn't it feel easier? Shouldn't it be easier to call it in, to manifest it, to have the things we feel so deeply down to our bones drawn to? The answer is yes. And after 37 years of trying to just do things right, take the right steps, follow the path I thought would eventually bring me what I knew I was meant for, and it not working at all the way I thought it would, and as I found myself farther and farther away from what I could feel was calling me, I had a sudden spiritual awakening. And then I knew why it hasn't been working the way we've been doing things. Why it feels harder the way the world has conditioned us to move through our lives. And I was shown how to change it. This is exactly what I talk about in this podcast, and it's that beautiful sacred destiny that's exactly what I teach my clients how to find. I'm Heather Allison, and this is The Golden Path. Ancient primordial feminine teachings, sacred energetics, cosmic wisdom, and real-world tools for women who know they're meant for so much more. Welcome home.
How are you?
Okay, so some big things have come up in the last couple days. So I got really, really triggered, and it surprised me a lot. Because it was one of those things where I'm like, I worked through this. I dealt with this. Like, I was okay with it. So it's a scenario around my ex, which was, I don't know, it's been like almost 2 years now, which seems like a really long time, but probably not. So I hold like a little bit of shame around that like this is coming up, but basically just about him being like in relationship with somebody else. And then it brought up all of this, like, apparently I have this like deep pocket of anger still inside of me that wants to come up and be seen. And it's very like anger and rage and like this fury. And when it came up, it was literally like, I just felt like my heart break again. And like right back to that, like day one of it happening, which surprised me because I thought I was doing like really good with all of it. And it just made me realize like how deep I still am in this transition, like period. And that it feels so long that I've been here, and like how I just kind of keep stepping forward and not like let myself get exhausted, because I'm really starting to get exhausted over it. And then that like this weird dream happened the night before. So your dream post that you put up was super relevant, but I had a dream of interacting with him. And then I woke up even more infuriated because I was like, I wanted to like get the anger out and be frustrated about the things and like tell him how I really felt. And I didn't do that in the dream, and I didn't do that in real life. And then I really like realized that I minimized a lot, or like shoved down a lot of like the anger that I truly had around the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now I feel like my body wants to release it. I'm not 100% sure how to like safely process it. And then also like just process it from the perspective that I can actually like move on from it, and maybe it doesn't come up as severe the next time it decides to come around, or if I can just not have it come around again, if that's a thing.
Right, wouldn't that be nice?
is that an option? Or like, I guess like how do I handle it better, because obviously like it is a part of me and a part of like what happened. And yeah, moving forward, like as it comes up, to not have like this much of a shock around it, but also I guess knowing that it's coming for a reason to be looked at. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it really caught me off guard. It threw me for a loop for a few days. I'm better today, but our call is very timely to all of it.
Yeah. You know, I feel you because I was married. It was a very, very toxic, very damaging marriage. And it was, when did I leave him? 2007. So it's been a little while. And there's still fragments, like shell fragments. Do you know what I mean? There's still fragments that I'm picking out of my psyche and my emotion body and my physical body and like all the things. And I think this is one of the things I feel is such a disservice. Everything, in my opinion, is it's such a disservice, the things that we're handed, the ways that we're conditioned in this patriarchal paradigm, that we feel like our anything that we do as humans is a straight line, is linear, because it's not. It's not, we're not ever going to be just over it. We're not ever going to be like, aren't I done with this now? No, we're not done with anything. We're not done with things. We evolve and we move and we expand with them. But we don't like, once we've experienced something, I talk about this all the time with my clients. It's like, once we've experienced something, it's a part, it's ours. It's a part of ours. And that's not meant to be discouraging. It's actually meant to be empowering, because everybody's walking around with everything they've experienced, you know, and it isn't something that we like, so we get to remove the shame around this, where there's this idea that we should be done already. There's this idea that we should be quote unquote over it already. And it's not how this works. Once our heart has loved someone, regardless of this is my, you can take or leave this, but this is what I've received around this. But once our heart has loved someone, in any way, shape, or form, in any form of relationship, it always will love that person. And that's true for even the shittiest relationships, even the shittiest people that we're in relationships with. But it's supposed to. This idea that we get to have quote unquote closure is actually us craving our hearts to close up again. Isn't that messed up?
Yes. Yeah. I don't want that.
No, we don't.
I want it to be open.
Yeah, we don't want that. And that doesn't mean we go around like these bleeding wounds all the time. We learn how to hold more of our heart wide open with the things that happen in human life when you have an open heart. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We expand around it. We get more powerful with it and because it and through it. We allow our heart to become more and more of what it's actually built to be, which is unconditional love. And no, that doesn't mean we roll over and we take somebody's shit all the time. Yeah. No, of course not. But we also don't want to be shutting it down. We don't want to be closing our heart. That is the thing that hurts us more than staying open in our hearts could ever hurt.
Oh, yeah.
What are you taking from that so far?
I feel like logically I get all of this. But in my the physical body and the emotional body, there's still such a pull that's like wanting to shut and close, and like these last couple days have been a real like challenge around that. And just finding like the ways of how I could stay open and working with like the anger that is there as well, like I guess like how to still be open and allow all of that like bundle of anger to come through in like a totally non-destructive way.
Yeah, it totally does. And
because I guess part of me wants to like, I do want to like shut down a little bit more because it is there. And I'm like, I don't know that I should express and like put that out.
The anger specifically.
Yeah. And so I feel like I want to like shut that down. But when I see it, that immediately, like, to me, yes, is like closing my heart down again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. We are built to feel all the things. We're built to feel all of our emotions. They're literally one of our human technologies. And the more we try to keep ourselves from feeling one form of emotion, we're actually shutting down our ability to feel all of them. We're shutting down our ability to move with all of our emotions. So we don't want you actually shutting down your anger. We don't want you not feeling it. We don't want you shutting down and not feeling any of your emotions. There's something else here, though. Hold on just for a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like we kind of blew past something that probably wants to land in your system a little bit more strongly.
Okay.
Which is that what I just said, which is like, once your heart, so I would actually love for you to close your eyes and
they're
let yourself,
closed.
Good, perfect. Let yourself feel this in your body, not just hear it in your mind, not just hear it with your brain, but actually like feel it in your body. Once your heart has loved, it is always going to love because it's stretched that much more. It's opened that much more. Every time you love someone or something or anything, your heart expands a little bit more. And it's not built to shut down again. It's not built to get smaller again. It's built to keep expanding. So I want you to just kind of sit with that for a second and let yourself feel it in your heart space, in your heart center. How she's built to grow in one direction only, right? More and more open, more and more vulnerable, more and more love, more and more filled, regardless of what's here and what's no longer here, more and more love, more and more expansion. More and more vulnerability and more power at the same time. See if you can feel how she wants to move in that direction, all directions, outwardly, opening. See if you can cultivate that. See if you can expand it in your heart center, out to your shoulders, down to your belly, up to your throat. Keep going like a bubble. How does this feel?
Actually, incredibly relaxing.
Yeah.
Definitely started out with, like, as soon as we started, there was a huge tension coming up in my throat. Mm-hmm. And then it all just really started to soften more and more. And I could just feel like this wave of energy slowly expanding out and out, like in a rhythmic way.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like very soft and gentle. Like I feel like my whole body has like softened into this.
Good. And not to ruin it, although we're gonna just for a second, feel into her shutting down again. What happens instantly in your body when you feel into that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so immediately like the throat block comes right back up, and then more of like this tenseness, but I can feel like everything going inward, like almost like that survival mechanism of mm-hmm. all your blood comes out of your limbs into like your center.
Mm-hmm.
And then even like my like pelvic area kind of just like dropping and closing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. It's not natural. It's natural because it's human and it's one of our coping mechanisms and it's something that we do out of fear, but it's not the natural state of things. That's not our natural thriving state. So it doesn't feel good. It's survival, exactly like you said. What mm-hmm. that does when we want to shut our hearts because it's painful, we just want to get away from the pain, right? Make it stop. I don't want to feel any of this. So we want to make it stop. So then we shut our heart. We have that quote unquote closure, which is the closing of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
We go into like triage mode. We go into survival mode. We go into that, like, there's nothing thriving about this space. And while it's uncomfortable to be a wide open heart, to be feeling all the things, to feel pain, to let ourselves, to allow ourselves to feel pain, it's how we thrive, to be perfectly honest. It's actually only the mechanism part of ourselves that's like, oh no, I can't feel that. Nope. Oh no, oh no, oh no, I don't want to feel that. I can't feel that. That shuts mm-hmm. us down and that makes us sick. We are built to feel. There is nothing that you can feel. There's no emotion that you're not built to handle. They're just you. They're just of you. They don't exist. They're not something that exists outside of you that you can't handle. They are you. You will always be bigger than any emotion you can feel, always. But you have to decide to remind yourself of that. Doesn't mean it's always going to feel like peaches and roses and unicorns and sparkles. Of course not, because that's life. But that's what we signed up for as humans. That's simply what we signed up for as humans. We will experience pain. But look how incredibly beautiful that is from a divine perspective, from a cosmic perspective, that even pain expands our heart. Even pain actually expands us.
I never thought of it as like an expansion mm-hmm. mechanism. I always thought of it as like the contraction and going more inward instead of allowing it the space to actually open more.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I love the whoa moments. They're my favorite. But can you feel that? Like, even as I'm talking, my whole body is like, oh, like opening. My yeah. heart is expanding. My body is expanding and opening. It's so, there's just, we have more room. If you can even look at it that way, when you let yourself open around pain, you actually have more room to process it. There is more of you. There is more energy with which you get to process it. It's the same kind of counterintuitive idea as leaning into a curve when you're like on a motorcycle or a bike.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, no, but that's gonna, no, it doesn't. That's exactly why you do it, is because you, it's balance. That's how it works. It's counterintuitive, but it's exactly how it works. I mean, this is the mystery, right? This is what paradox is all about.
Yeah. But when I think about then like being in this time of transition and staying energized within it, that's just showing the opportunity to allow myself like more space to open.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. And here I was being like, I'm just gonna close and be all inward in this. That is directly why I'm exhausted from it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
What's coming up for you? Or what else can I offer or reflect or clarify for you?
I want to say, like, I want to ask, like, well, how? But I feel like I already know that. And part of me is what I'm, like, hearing from myself is just, like, you need to just slow down and, like, make the time for, like, consciously make the time for that, like, becoming more open to what is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Can you let the emotion move through you? Can you let even the pain move through you? Because again, your body, your system is built to handle it, especially, like I said, especially when you, you know, soften into it, lean into it, like you would leaning into a curve when you're taking it on a motorcycle or a bike, right? Mm-hmm. Can you, instead of shutting down to it, can you let it be there? Because there's a reason that it's there, right? There's a reason we feel pain. And it's just, for me, so the words that just dropped in for me were, the reason we feel pain is it's actually part of the process of us learning to love. Pain is us learning to love.
That seems so backwards.
I know. But can't you think of other scenarios where that's absolutely true? Like, what if the loss of a loved one? That pain is evidence. It's just a feeling. It's just proof of how much we love. And letting ourselves feel it without making it mean something about us, without being terrified of it, without pushing it away and shutting down because we're afraid of it, is just us feeling it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It does seem backwards, but can you feel the truth in that?
Very deeply can feel the truth in that.
Yeah. Where do you feel that in your body?
Like very, very low, like definitely like in my pelvic bowl, mm-hmm. as like almost like even to my root as like such a core, like, haha, mm-hmm. realization. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw my post, my story from last night on Instagram. It's one of my favorite downloads. Well, it's not true. They're all my favorite, I swear. But it really makes me smile just the way that it came through. Is there's such character. And it's one of my guides just brings through stuff with such character. And like the phrases that he uses are just hilarious to me sometimes. But the gist of it was, when we're really, truly, finally naked, we won't have even a shred of fear of being naked.
Hmm.
That makes sense. They love to speak in riddles, so hopefully that makes sense. But what do you do? Does that make sense?
I feel like logically to my brain it doesn't, but something in my body is like, yes.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Because if you think about it, when we're really naked, really, really, truly, like just say our hearts, like when our hearts are truly naked, mm-hmm. there is no wounded conditioning we're living into. There is no construct that we're living into. There is no fear of anything about ourselves. There's no fear of anything about our heart. There's no fear of anything about love. And love is fucking intense, let me just say. Let's just start off with that. Love is fucking intense. It's the most intense. Do you know what I mean? Like when we really are naked, we won't have a single fear about being naked. It's like saying when we're really fully whole, we won't have any fear of being whole. Well, of course, duh. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the idea. That's the idea behind feeling it all. Letting yourself feel it all. Deciding that it's not scary to feel it all. And yeah, sometimes we might need help, you know? Sometimes it's like, I don't know if I can hold all of this myself. Well, we're not meant to. We're not built to be living these lives in a silo, you know? You get to lean on people, or you get to have professional help if you need to move through pain. But decide right here and right now. Tell your body. Tell your nervous system. There's nothing she needs to fear about feelings. They are her. It's the last thing she needs to fear. I'm starting to get some like shaky, vibratey energy. How is your body feeling? What's your energy doing?
Oh, she's like, there is things to fear about feelings. But logically, I'm like, no, not really, because hold on. I think I'm feeling back to the moment when it was like, you know, the like trifecta of lost the job, the partner left, lost my house, which is basically like the whole identity. So when you talk about like the finally like naked, there's like a part of me that was like so raw in that realization of like the day of closing the door on the house.
What if you opened your heart into this? Can you imagine that?
Yeah, let's do it. So it doesn't feel as scary from that perspective. Almost got like this little like squishy marshmallow feeling.
Yeah, good.
Whew.
I feel it settling into your body, like it's dropping.
Yeah, it definitely like needs a minute. Because I can still feel like some shaky there.
Mm-hmm. Shaky's good though. Shaky for me is just alchemy. It's just moving. Mm-hmm. It's just doing its thing. So if you can breathe even deeper into the shaking, into that shaky feeling, that shaky energy. But I feel it wanting to drop into your system, into your body, into your lower chakras, into your lower, like your womb, your belly, your hips. Huh. Take a couple of nice deep breaths all the way down to your hips, your pelvis, your sacral chakra, imagining that your lungs extend all the way down there. And blow out and down through your mouth. Maybe move your body around if that feels good. It could be anything, any kind of movement. Serpentine, your spine around. Shake it out. It doesn't matter. Just see if you can let this move. However and wherever it wants to go. I'm loving all of the yawns. Oh. This is so good. There's so much energy moving. It's so good. It's not like this is a one and done, but how do you feel right now?
I feel like I'm relaxed. And I feel like I've moved things and it's definitely like lower and I feel more comfortable with it. Like it's less sharp. Mm-hmm. Like we're not BFFs, but we can like fist bump from a distance.
Yeah.
That's exactly where we're like at a little like arm length fist bump, but not quite BFFs yet.
This is so good. Contrast that with what it was before.
Oh yeah, just this like tight, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be stabbed, and deep, like just gutted, empty feeling.
Yeah, perfect. This is so good.
Yeah, this feels good. I can use this. I feel like I have all the answers, but I know we really never fully do.
Yeah. You have the answer you need right now.
Yes.